大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗肠水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
Janet, in my experience in this society, I keep seeing unfortunate patients, cancer patients, who were kind of pressurized into what mainstream medicine wanted them to do. And they were, if you allow me, they were put to death by their family members.But even when they were like you, thought it's better not to do chemotherapy or radiation or the surgery, everyone around them thought that this is the only option. If you don't want to die now, you must do it. And then their health just declined, you know, and died in a matter of died badly, miserably in a matter of months.What would you say to their families?
Well, I can totally understand, you know, that people become very fearful when, especially for the person themselves that's had a diagnosis, it's all of a sudden somebody's told you you're going to die. It's, if you think about it, it's pretty devastating. And then for the family, it's also devastating because they love that person. They don't want them to die. But there's another element here, and that is the fact that they also don't want to live their life without that person.
Mm.
And so from some point of view, they're thinking of themselves as well as the person that's affected with the diagnosis. So it's not just the person that's diagnosed who has to live with the fear of perhaps dying, but it's the other people of losing their loved one and of having to live their own lives without their loved one. Mm. So there's several elements happening here as to why people make decisions, make choices through fear. The other element is that the medical side of things is designed to put pressure on people to make those choices that they're recommending. And the reason, there's two reasons for that. One is they don't have anything else to recommend. Mm-hmm. The other is that it's an industry, it's a business. So the cancer industry is the biggest money-making business in the world. Mm. And it's becoming more so because more and more people are being diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
And the reasons that they're becoming more, there's more people being diagnosed now than there were, say, 10 years ago, is because we're moving more into a society where we're eating the wrong foods and making the wrong choices. And it's all marketed by the same industry. We're also being in an environment that is marketed by the same industry. Chemotherapy is made by the same company that makes the pesticides that is on our food. And that we're breathing in our environment. It works for the industry. It's making a lot of money. There are some very concerned people who are trying to do research to find a cure for cancer. And how many times have we heard that? But how much of that research is actually trying to find a cure? When the cure is quite simple, it's quite obvious that it's in the cause. Whatever it is we're doing, we're doing it wrong, because there's more people with cancer today than there ever before, and yet multi-billions of dollars are being spent in trying to find a cure for cancer. Whereas, you know, over 80 years ago, there were scientists who said right then that if we just keep our bodies in an alkaline state, we will never have any disease. We will not be sick ever. And then the doctors would just be able to take care of us when we have an accident, rather than trying to, trying to give us drugs or use treatment that actually doesn't help. It only maybe keeps us alive for a little bit longer. And so the whole thing is back to front. And it's become that way because it's now an industry. The pharmaceutical industry owns the whole medical system. It owns a lot of the marketing that is done for a lot of the fast food and bad food that we're told and brainwashed into believing that is necessary for us to eat. And so it's all combined in a very big industry that has become quite insidious, in fact, that it's keeping us sick. And I believe it's up to us. We're supposed to be the most intelligent animals on the earth. We just need to think for a few seconds. If we were to take care of our own health preventatively, and even now, from this moment forth, if we were to think more consciously about the choices we make in the food we eat and the way we live, then we can all live a much more healthy and happy life without having to have drugs or without having to try and research a way to make drugs that are going to treat the symptoms rather than, looking for the cause and stopping doing all the things that are causing this in the first place. Mm-hmm. So it's up to us to take responsibility and control for our own health.
Mm. Janet, if I were like you 13 years ago, given 6 months to live, if I were like you refusing to do what the mainstream doctors are urging me to do, what options do I have? How do I tell my family? I'm not doing the surgery. I'm not doing the chemotherapy. And, what other curing facilities or processes are open to me?
Well, there certainly are some wonderful places that people can go to get support with making other choices, alternative choices, if you like. There are a lot of clinics around the world that offer different therapies that are based on juicing and raw food and fruit, using fruits and vegetables and doing meditation and all of those things that I used and that many, many other people use to cure themselves. And I'm not alone. I'm not the only person that's done this. There are probably thousands at this point that are making these choices. There are clinics everywhere. Now, in this day and age where we have the internet, it's very easy to find, to just look up, alternative treatments and therapies that are available from that point of view. There are retreats people can go on. But there are also just starting to make these choices yourself and changing, looking at your own environment in your own home. What is it that you're eating? What is it that you're using in the way of products that might be harmful? And taking everything to the opposite side, to the positive side, use nothing harmful, do nothing harmful, and really take responsibility. It's difficult for people. A lot of people say to me, but you're very strong and you can, at making these decisions and being strong about it. And yes, you do have to be strong. And the way to be strong is to believe in yourself and know that you're worth it. That why should you accept a diagnosis of dying in 6 months when you have the option of living in that 6 months and continuing to live on? And I think it's very important for us all to realize how important we all are, not only to ourselves, but to others and to the planet.
In the past few years, people have been coming to you to be consulted. Who are the people who failed and died?
There have been, in 1 year, I think I went to about 15 different funerals. And that was the year that I decided that I needed to reach more people with this really positive message. And it was because mostly, most of those people actually had already gone through chemotherapy and surgery, chemotherapy and radiation, and they still were coming back with more diagnoses. A lot of them were being told that there was nothing more that the medical system could do for them after having gone through chemotherapy and radiation 3 or 4 times. And so clearly, if it didn't work the first time, why would you continue to do it? But in those cases, they'd been told there was nothing more to be done. And some of those people were able to reverse the situation and become healthy again, and others were not. Sometimes it is too late. And that's why I really encourage people to start making those choices now. You know, whether you have a diagnosis or not, don't wait for the diagnosis. Start making those choices ahead of time. And it's never too late, and it's never too soon. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely, that's what I would recommend.
Can you see a pattern? You know, who are the people who made it? And another, you know, secret or thing that the other group failed?
I think the people, there's two different groups, if you like. One is definitely everybody that makes the choice of going over to raw plant-based diet. It's made a difference to their health. Within days, it makes a difference. Mm. And the further they go into that, the more the body responds and the body helps you to go further into a more pure, a conscious lifestyle. For those who have difficulty, I truly believe it's because they don't place enough value on themselves and who they are and that they're worth it. It's really, really important.
我哋平时饮嘅水都充满咗重金属、杂质、氯气同埋细菌，我会用健波能量活水器，除咗可以清除以上嘅杂质之外，仲可以活化水中嘅信息。健波能量活水器，生命之源，健康之泉。 绿创意健康店电话 288-248-448，网址3个w.healthshop.com.hk。